Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Warmer weather and greener grass means lawn bowling clubs are under a deadline to get their greens and clubhouses in order as they welcome existing members and potentially newcomers to bowling. For the Cobourg Lawn Bowling Club, preparation began last fall and well into the winter with the design and construction of a new equipment shed and membership drive. Club President Bill Arthur speaks to the upcoming season.
We were in need of a new equipment shed. Our old equipment shed was about 30, 35 years old. Didn't have a solid foundation. It was just based on pavers. The wood was rotting. The weather was getting in. And obviously we didn't want the weather damaging the expensive greens equipment that we have. So we recognised the need for this. We contacted various contractors, got some estimates, did a design. Because we're part of in the heritage area of the town, we had to get heritage approval for the plans as well as building approval for the plans. So we went through all that process and made sure we had our ducks in a row before we actually made the application. And we made an application for $44,600. Which thankfully was approved, and that gave us the go-ahead to build the new equipment shed.
Now, do you have the new equipment shed built?
Yep, we started. We started in the middle of the winter with the foundations, and when the weather permitted, they started framing, and it was all finished in time for our opening, which was last weekend on May the 9th.
So I know the property itself that you guys occupy, it can be cramped. So did you have to move the greens equipment out to another location? How did that process unfold?
We were fortunate because at the end of last season, the smallest stuff we were able to store in the clubhouse. So things like scoreboards and delivery mats. So that all got stored in the clubhouse. One of the guys got a trailer and took it, and he had a large garage at his property. He stored some of the stuff, and the rest was kept in our existing shed. We have two sheds. We have one for games equipment and one for grounds equipment. So we were able to move things around and make room once the old shed was demolished. So it was partly in the clubhouse, it was partly a member's garage, and it was partly in the existing shed.
Right on. So let's move on to the start of the season. I know a lot of bowling clubs are getting ready. I mean, are you guys starting to get your leagues organized, new members coming on? How's that going?
Yeah, that's going pretty well. We started around about February time with just word of mouth existing members, with the curling club, because curlers are a good source of new membership, and also quite a lot of stuff we did on Facebook and on our website. So we started advertising free lessons back in February, and gradually it's built up, and currently we have 50 people signed up for lessons. So we allow people to have two free lessons before they need to join, before they make a decision on joining, I should say. So that started, we opened on Saturday, as I say, and we did our first lessons yesterday. So we set a target this year of 20 new members. We hope to achieve that target, and if we can exceed it, we'll be very happy.
Now let's talk about the membership. I know that there's some clubs in decline, there's some clubs growing. How would you classify where your membership stands now?
I think the last couple of years we've been static. We were down to about 70 in the COVID years, and then we did a big campaign when we opened again after COVID. We were fortunate to get a grant, a Resilient Communities grant, which was specifically to recover from COVID, and we did a lot of publicity that year, and we went up to about 130 members, and then last year we went to 136. So it's been static the last couple of years after that big increase after COVID, but it does mean that the majority of our members have been bowling for only 3 or 4 years now.
Oh, okay. So you're getting a newer crop of people coming through.
Yeah. I mean, that poses some problems in teaching people and coaching them. But it's also very good because it's got a new intake of people who are keen and happy to volunteer. And quite a lot of, I think, three or four of those people who came in 22 are now on the board, and that's great to get that new blood in and keep things going.
Some new enthusiasm, some new ideas.
Yeah.
No, that's amazing. Now, all lawn bowlers, there's a big aspect to lawn bowling they care about is the greens, the conditions, the speed, the whatnot. How would you classify your greens going in this year?
At the beginning of our season, our head greenskeeper, he looked at the greens and people were saying, oh, there's yellow spots on it and it's not looking great. And Mike said, it's fine. It's a lot better than it's been in past winters. And since, well, we haven't exactly got warmer weather yet, but it is starting to come. They're slow at the moment. Once we get a few more weeks into the season, they'll start to reduce the height of the cut on the mowers, and things will gradually speed up. By the middle of the season, we'd expect our greens to be in really good condition. In terms of speed, they're probably around 12 or 13. We rate the speed of greens from how long it takes a ball to go down the green, and the shorter it takes, so like for example a 9-minute green, the ball comes up short. If the greens are fast, a 13, 14 second green, the balls will keep rolling and go further.
Now, do you find the Lake Ontario effect creates more moisture on your greens?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, because of the water level, we get flooded fairly quickly. We drain not too bad, but yeah, it does have an effect. I mean, yesterday, for example, after the rain on Tuesday night, by the middle of the afternoon yesterday, when I walked on the greens, the water was still coming up when I walked on them. So it does take a little time, but generally speaking, our greens are really good. Bowlers who come from other clubs are always very complimentary about them.
Right on. And I know you have an open house coming up in a few weeks, actually. What can we expect there?
Well, it's June the 6th, which is also National Bowls Day. So we have a club tournament, so people will be able to watch some of the tournament. The open house runs from 10 till 2. People can just drop by when they want. We can demonstrate, we can tell them all about lawn bowls. They can try rolling some bowls themselves. The theme from Bowls Canada this year for National Bowls Day is Bowl Like a Pro. We're very lucky that we have a member of Team Canada who's a member of the club, Bailey Van Stein. So she's going to be there. We're not quite sure what she's going to be doing yet. I did suggest to her that we did a Challenge Bailey competition, but she said, I'm not sure. But I think probably Bailey will be able to tell people her experience. And if we can get some kids coming along and she can talk to them and explain to them, she started at 8 years old in Coburg, and now she's travelled the world as a member of Team Canada at age 25. And it's a great example of what a younger person can achieve in this sport.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.